Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brooks Lawrence. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brooks Lawrence. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marcelino Solis. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Marcelino Solis. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Dropo reaches third base with a triple. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Reds. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is called out on strikes. One out. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to third. Lawrence moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marcelino Solis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Dropo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dropo moves to third. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 1 in the game. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell juggles the ball. That's an error on Gorrell. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards second. Taylor scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Temple reaches third base with a triple. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin is hit by the pitch. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Long moves to second. Two outs. Marcelino Solis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solis is 0 for 1 in the game. Solis hits a pop-up towards short. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wisenant hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 2 in the game. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Solis covering, for the out. Two outs. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawrence hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Morin reaches second base with a double. Taylor goes all the way around to score. It's Reds, 3, Cubs, 3. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Long reaches second base with a double. Morin scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas fields it and has Long trapped. There's the throw to Hoke and over to Temple, who tags Long for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Marcelino Solis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solis is 0-for-2 in the game. Solis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Bell reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Bell scores. It's Reds, 4, Cubs, 4. Don Elston now pitching. George Crow pinch hits for Walt Dropo. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Crow reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. It's 5-4, Reds. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Pete Wisenant. Bill Henry now pitching. Danny Morajon pinch hits for Bob Thurman. Danny Morajon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morajon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. George Crow now playing first base. Danny Morajon now playing right field. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a pop-up towards third. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-3 in the game. Grammas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Grammas reaches second base with a double. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grammas moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Temple hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Long reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. Morin moves to third. It's Reds, 5, Cubs, 5. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Johnny Gorrell. Willard Schmidt now pitching. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is walked intentionally. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin scores. Long moves to third. Tanner moves to second. It's 6-5, Cubs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long scores. Tanner moves to third. Henry moves to second. It's 7-5, Cubs. Tom Acker now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams now playing third base. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Crow strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.